Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stepping into Mastery, where you will be taken into the dimensions of higher consciousness teachings to tap into your master soul and become one with all that is. So each month, we'll be gathering in with many messages from the masters, and I look forward to the essence of your own presence. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Telepathic Tuesday. Right after this entire past week of solstice energies and very, very high frequencies, I welcome you into the absolute energies of the holiest essence, really of peace. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about just the inner child and the soul aspects of how I've been feeling, and I think probably how many of you have been feeling. And so I think we'll get into connecting into this very heightened state of transformation. And so it was just the other day that I was sitting very quietly down by the water and just feeling the warmth of the sunshine and just tapped into the sacredness of the stillness. And just sitting in that stillness, I was thinking how much the consciousness of my inner beingness, of my inner child and my inner journey, of my higher soul connecting to me and me aligning into the all these different higher frequencies, things are just moving at a rapid pace, yes, but at a beautiful unveiling frequency of just being more at peace. And, you know, there was a time a couple of years ago, a year ago, where we were into all of these ascension symptoms. And it was like, oh, I'm bloated. Oh, my head hurts. Oh, tightness of this. And, you know, there are many people that are just experiencing those ascension symptoms now that the fifth dimension is in its full force on the planet. But just having the transition of the feeling of this energy now fully accepted and adapting into the everyday thinking, everyday movements, and just an inner acknowledging that I'm in a very beautiful state of peace. I'm connecting. I'm releasing. I'm aware that I'm releasing. I'm aware that there's a new frequency that's arrived on me, or I'm aware that something's pushing on my arm, and then I don't like this feeling. I've obviously stepped into, you know, another field that is really not complementing what I'm doing right now in my journey. And so it's just this full awareness of awakening to these fifth dimensional frequencies, but more of the stillness of our own mastery essence. That is what we are tapping into. So I sat down this afternoon and I just was thinking, I'm wondering if everyone else has this same awareness, or if they've even had the moment to sit down and go into the stillness and get into a very beautiful state of recognizing how wonderful the masters are, how beautiful the Holy Spirit that is within us has been moving and shifting us, and how patient they've all been. And I just, you know, decided I'm going to just ask tonight on Telepathic Tuesday, because it's kind of, that's the open time that the masters can speak to all of our hearts and deliver us into the freedom of what is to be delivered. And they also showered me with the insight that there are some that have connected to the higher frequencies through the light languages that I speak, and that they find that when they hear the light languages, an inner soul vibration activates within their heart and stills their mind, so that there is, as they say, music to the ears when the vibration of an unknown language appears to speak through me, that this is also a new consciousness awareness of the inner soul light frequency tapping into the heartbeat of the inner child. So all of these new awareness and tweaks of information started flowing through this afternoon, and I just thought, you know, I need to write some of this down, and I need to amplify this understanding and awareness and see just how you feel as a collective consciousness that does sit in this beautiful hoop of oneness that I create every month, where all of the grid systems of all of our own energetic minds and bodies gather in my hoop of oneness and send out transmissions of light cords of consciousness for everyone. And so they gave me a few things in my writing this afternoon. I just want to bring that paper over here. And if everybody can just please get your feet nicely grounded as I am right now, because I know how this works every time I get into stillness. And as soon as my feet get anchored on the ground, then the whole energetic field around me shifts and the column of light comes down upon me, and they're ready to envelop their frequency in a message. And the light languages arrive, the holiest stillness arrives, and it just flows. And that's where we're coming into right now. And we'll just get everything nicely settled here. Now I'm just going to bring through the writing that came through as the master spoke with me. And when I say master, it's not that it is a specific archangel or specific named master. It is really just a master consciousness that is now speaking through me with light waves of energies of stillness. And so the word came through, connecting to your soul light consciousness. Dhyavanachadada. Can you feel deep inside of who you are while in stillness of your mastery essence? If so, what do you feel? What do you see of your master essence at this moment? And during the stillness that you are spending more time, you are connecting to this master essence. Each day, connect a little bit longer in the quiet of your mind and dig deeper into the heartbeat. Does your heartbeat feel warm and gentle? Come closer to that inner child within your heart when you feel that warmth. Feel the quietness flowing within your inner mind and heart. Listen to the outer fields around you. And breathe in this quietness and peace. That is your own consciousness. That is your own stillness. That is you. And your master essence. Place your hands on your heart and feel this gentle love flowing through you. It is a consciousness that is a reflection of both your inner and outer fields that you are breathing. Become oneness of that consciousness. as you breathe in more of your own outer stillness field. Jivadana, feel more of this love flowing within you as your inner soul child connects to this beautiful peace. And hold your inner child that is connecting to your inner soul that you are breathing in into oneness within you. This is connecting this master essence of that beautiful light consciousness. Is that what is your soul light vibration that is bathing, comforting, healing, aligning, teaching and adapting your inner child's heartbeat to flow in love with your body, with your mind, with all that you are. That as you are sitting quietly in stillness each day for but a moment, you are letting go of all your thoughts, all your daytime experiences of that day, and everything of that what will be. Is floating in light forms of peace and acceptance. When you feel this inner breath breathing and connecting to the outer breath of all that will be, you have just arrived into oneness consciousness of all that you are. And all that you are is to just be of love to yourself and to all that is. You have arrived into the oneness consciousness of all that you are. It is of love. It is of peace. And it is your master consciousness, threads of light that become that inner voice, that inner being. That inner knowing so that all knowledge and all wisdom and all abilities will begin expressing. And all hidden knowledge will no longer be within you. It will be expressed through your special gifts of all that you will be transmitting now onto one another, onto all of Gaia's kingdoms, and into the breath that you breathe as you speak your word of knowledge, your healing transmissions every day now. You are very special. You are here on this earth to express these special gifts and sacred knowledge. Today and every day, you may align, attune, and adapt to your own inner heartbeat of your soul light vibration that is expressing its reality consciousness into your inner child. Just be me. It is that little voice within that so eloquently speaks to me when she says, just be me. I know now that is my master soul child, fully awakened and enlightened, speaking to my inner child with master energies. The me is the master energy in me. And this beautiful, amazing recognition comes forward in this quiet moment today of understanding this is the stillness that the heightened, enlightened ones of the Yogananda, of Jesus, of the Ascended Masters, and others would speak of when they awakened to the new consciousness of energies that surrounded their body and quieted their mind. Delicately, one could begin sensing the energy fields of the outer world around you and no longer were their minds trapped or feeling lost. The inner vibration moves now today in a higher connectedness to the outer body, and the outer body consciousness is beginning to fuel our bodies, our hearts, our minds very subtly with the light vibrations that is tapping into the inner child to be lifted, to be shifted, and to begin exploring in higher journeys of the mind. You are bringing forth the birthing of the oneness consciousness, a otherwise known as the Law of One. We're all using connectivity. And the soul within and the soul without, the soul above and the soul below radiates a sphere of infinite divinities of consciousness from within the heartbeat, within the breath, and within all that you feel moves you into this vibration of peace. And so I just kept sitting still after I wrote this message. And I looked up into the skies and looked at the clouds, became one with all of the clouds, and oneness of sinking into the grass, into all of Gaia. The bees that were flying by, the flowers. And there was a resonating frequency of just be me that came through once more. And I tapped into that just be me from that little bumblebee and from that colorful flower and even from the breeze. There was a just be me that I could hear within my inner mind's ears. There was no thought forms of anything else. Just the peacefulness of connecting and flowing with the energies that was within my outer field. And I moved into that state of just being in absolute peace, in absolute knowing. This is what they mean. This is how I need to shower this insight, empower these words onto many. To tap into stillness and listen to their own master essence of a light consciousness and breathe it in to connect and create the oneness consciousness. And this was the message that they asked me to share today on Telepathic Tuesday. And you will still feel the warmth in your heart with these strands of light essences around you of who you are in waveforms of peace, delicately waiting on you to receive more of the knowledge. So I'm going to move us now into a activation, which is one of my favorites that I like to work with, and I think it's probably going to flow with this message. Now that you are now tapped into the child within, to the master essence of your soul. So we have just relaxed the body even more. Relax the shoulders and gently relax the jaw. Loosen the spinal column. As you rest the palm chakras open on your lap and get anchored with your feet a little bit deeper. I'd like you to get a little bit more anchored into Gaia. And open up those palm chakras to start receiving gold dust that I see floating upon and around you. There's a gold band of master radiances, of light essences arriving tonight. Diabadiya Choro Kumbariyanti Tiki and Charana. Breathe in this golden light, in light particles of gold dust. It creates a glowing radiance around your body. And feel your essence moving around you. As you're beginning to float into higher states of peace, love, and light. You are floating in a spiral that places you onto a platform of diamond light frequencies of all that you are. This crystalline platform that you have floated up onto, creating a silhouette of your essence, of your body, is embraced now while you are standing there in shimmering light particles of light to your master soul and its golden essence, and all other light beings surround you on this platform. They are transmitting more gold dust particles. The highest godliness frequency of love around you and down onto your body below, so that you are in complete protection sitting where you are, in a column of golden energies of protection around you, while embracing these higher golden essences way up on this crystalline platform. You are connecting, and all these master essences of light beings know who you are when you arrive. And they begin energizing and amplifying your crystalline platform. And there are templates and symbols and patterns of knowledge in your outer fields that are surrounding you. And your master essence is directing you to see, to align, and to harmonically attune to any vibration that you feel. Breathe it in. Hold. Let it dance within your heart. And become aware now. There are electromagnetic vibrations of sparks of light dancing below upon your outer fields. These are your own master fields that is bringing in the templates of information and intelligences with the gold dust particles. And all that you receive is in the essence of all that you already know. There are many, many golden strands of crystallite beings that is moving you into corridors and passageways of dimensions of grid systems as you are aligning to this on your platform. You are elevating and you are becoming oneness now that you are connecting to these light beings' vibrations. There are 12 stranded beings of golden essences and light particle strands that are creating gold rings around all of your body. And within all columns of ethereal fields. And the gold rings, one by one, represent one of the masters of 12. In its own height and silhouette, its essence is purifying your soul to become the being of who you are transforming into each day now. They ask for stillness, for the amplification of the golden essence of their strands and golden rings to begin permeating that silhouette of the shimmering essence of who you are in light fields on the platform. Breathe in this essence and feel the elevation of peace. I am seeing a golden fluid moving within the light body of all who are standing in their own column of light upon the crystalline platform of love. And an electronic pulse is within this golden liquid. And as it moves through the body, it activates small sparks of light within the inner mind's eyes. And arising out of the crown chakras are silver light antennas that electromagnetically connect you to the vibrational light field of the crystalline grid system that is moving around you. On the platform and in your inner body below in a column of light. Oneness of connections with a spiral light form and a silhouette of an essence to a golden fluid of a light body within the human form. These sparking antennas of light vibrations on your crown allow you to now communicate at any time to your 12 solar chakras body. You're connecting to the higher grid system within your pineal crystals are the wires of light communications that will flow through your crowns and into the higher fields around you. Connecting, communicating, and the 12 rings around the body and the rings around the head are being magnified as you are energizing the golden essence of the electromagnetic fields pulsing in the soul within body and the soul without breathing body is in oneness. Hold this alignment. Balance the frequency of light. Synchronize and harmonize to the golden essence of the templates of knowledge and symbols and patterns that you are breathing in. To any of your chakras, beginning with the heart. Breathe in the vibration into your heart, even deeper now. You want the day you do. It is a light code vibration that you are breathing into the heart, and it is golden. It aligns through the deep breathing into your entire body. And then it amplifies the third eye. And sparks of transmissions of information formats around the head. In Shura Badi, Yate Kira Ishuru, your hands are feeling the sparking in this inner body's connection. Your feet are anchoring deeper, and the entire body is feeling lighter and lighter as you are floating and aligning, yet becoming light, golden essences. The soul above, vibrational silhouette in golden fluids of transmissions of light codes tapping into the crystal antennas, into the inner mind's eye, and into the heartbeat. You are blending. Breathe it in. And let that waveform of peace align, balance, and harmonize you into oneness. All is magnified, electrified, and you are sparking the coded light vibrations of your grid system and its master essence into all meridians, ley lines, acupuncture points, tissues and organs, endocrine, adrenal, nervous system, lymphatic, thyroid, muscle tissues, skin cell systems are all being purified, amplified, and transformed into the essence of light. You Aman Chichurno, become aware of the sparks of all intelligences that is activating those rings around the head. The two antennas of crystal light essence on the top of the head are communicating and amplifying you to telepathic powers. This is so that your soul connection with your master soul of intelligence of light is sealed within the rings around the head and the antennas of crystalline essences will be telepathically connecting and aligning you at all times into your inner mind's eye, into your inner heartbeat, so that your master soul essence that you breathe in now. Deep. And even deeper down into the heart, into the belly of all that you are. Is in oneness of a beautiful consciousness of me, Master Energy. We are expanding all hearts in gratitude to the golden light essence, to the master's essence of light. And we are seeing, feeling, and becoming a connective code of oneness consciousness of our own soul light essence. The golden dust particles emanate from the 12 masters who place the 12 rings around the body, holding us in their essence of knowledge on every ring. We float back down within the ring of light from the crystalline platform, back down into the rings around the body. Solar chakra body and base chakra body rings intertwine into invisibility of a master light essence in our outer fields. Just as a statue, we are in completeness and wholeness of the outer field to the inner field, to the solar chakras, to the inner chakras, and into Gaia and her chakra body. Feel the stillness around you as you wiggle your toes. Feel the master's essence of their stillness and your golden essence of your master energy standing around you. There are 12 rings emanating invisibility of intelligent essence that only you and your master essence can feel. Slowly, one by one, the 12 masters begin ascending back into the ethereal realms, where they will wait for you to arrive at any time to greet your master on another soul journey. It should or no, open your eyes, come back into your room, and just feel the warmth in your body of the golden essence of your master's liquid light particles. so that you can attune to that any day. And there is that cord of light on top of my head, that I am still connected to my master grid system and my master essence. That I know I can pull on that cord and connect to it at any time, because my inner child, my soul being, knows that frequency, knows that vibration, and fuels my heart with its love anytime throughout the day and all night when I sleep. My footprints are anchored even deeper each day now, so that I can have absolute balance and harmony with all the elements and all the kingdoms that are also streaming by me, knowing that they're elevating and magnetizing to these higher electromagnetic fields also when it's swimming around their bodies. And so I want to connect to those fields of Gaia's kingdom. I want to hold the beauty of the animals, the trees, so that I can connect even deeper with my inner child, so that she knows all is transforming. We are all elevating in this beautiful essence. And though we cannot see the electromagnetic field, most assuredly, you can pulse that golden essence into your heart and attune your chakra bodies into higher states, so that the mind just lets go and just assumes new energies and integrates more knowledge. So thank you for joining the masters tonight. And I welcome all of you that tuned in across Canada and United States, United Kingdom, and way over in India, and the other continents that are listening in Africa and Australia. We welcome you also. And join me next week. I will have a energy of the 7-7 gateway, which you can get the information on that link in tonight's broadcast. There'll be a description of the 7-7 gateway. But also next Tuesday, July 2nd, I will be doing another broadcast with the Africa Travel Agency, with the Animal Safari, and a networking that will be done in a webinar. So tune into that. Watch out for the ads for that webinar for July 2nd, and connect onto the link for July 7-7 Gateway. And just be in this higher state of always taking advantage of that stillness. It's stillness really is beautiful right now. And I have a very strong feeling that throughout the seventh month, the number seven is always a platform to me. Going up one side and then standing right on the platform. I believe in my heart of connecting to these higher grid systems now that this seventh month will be a platform of reality consciousness for all of you to step into. So we'll look forward to having you join me on the 7-7 Gateway next week. And a quick webinar on Africa on July 2nd. So thank you for joining us here in the realms of Stepping Into Mastery. Have a lovely evening and keep journeying. It's the best way to be.